A team of homicide detectives has joined the desperate search for a four-year-old girl at the blowholes near Carnarvon, with police revealing they hold grave concerns for Cleo Smith and are not ruling anything out, including a possible abduction. Joining me now from the blowholes is Geraldton Guardian reporter Phoebe Pinn. Good morning, Phoebe.
Good morning.
And so what can you tell us about the arrival of these homicide detectives to the scene?
Yeah, so police from Perth came up over the weekend to assist with the investigation. They're joined by members of the Bilbert Regiment as well as about two dozen SES volunteers. So they're really leaving no stone unturned. Obviously, this is now day three of the search. So it's Cleo's second night away from home. So this is obviously very concerning to police, and they've been searching every caravan, every car, every camper trailer, every nook and cranny of every vehicle that's been leaving the blowholes campsite over the last few days.
Yeah, right. So it seems then that police certainly are considering the possibility of foul play here.
They said they haven't ruled anything out, obviously, and they don't want to have tunnel vision in a sense. So, you know, they are still conducting ground searches, but they've also extended the search, to cars and things leaving the area. So it's definitely something that they're looking into.
Mm. And now you've been at the scene over the weekend. Can you tell us what it looks like up there? What are searchers up against in terms of the terrain, and how many people are there searching?
Yeah, so the weather at the moment is quite conducive to good searching. The wind is has died down, so the blowholes aren't blowing at the moment. It's pretty cloudy, but we're expecting a cold front to come through tomorrow, so that will hamper efforts naturally. In terms of the terrain, it's quite rugged. Obviously, you've got the coastal cliffs with choppy waters, and there's lots of thick scrub that would be quite difficult for a four-year-old to travel through. I know the SES are treading carefully themselves, so it's definitely quite harsh terrain here.
So now, after a couple of days, what do we know about the circumstances of Cleo's disappearance?
Very little, really. The family arrived at the blowholes campsite on Friday, we believe, and obviously they spent the day around the site, and police have told us that parents had some sort of interaction with Cleo about 1:30 in the morning on Saturday morning. They haven't released information about exactly what that interaction was, and that's believed to be the last time they saw Cleo. They've then woken up around 6 o'clock that morning and discovered that she's missing, and it's also been reported that her sleeping bag was missing as well. And then police arrived on the scene about midday. So that's really all we know. The police haven't had a breakthrough all of yesterday. We're just touching base with police to see if anything happened overnight. But there really has been no trace of the little girl.
Mm. And we know the family have released statements on social media. Have you had a chance to speak to them? And I'm curious to know also what the locals are saying about this incident.
Every shopfront in town has a picture of Cleo, and there's posters everywhere up and down the highway. On my way to Carnarvon, I saw on Saturday that they are a well-known Carnarvon family, and I believe there was a prayer vigil held in town last night. People were lighting candles and hoping for Cleo's safe return. So it's really affected this tight-knit community. And like you said, the family being very active on social media. There's been GoFundMe set up to support private businesses who've had to stop work to help with the search. People have offered to cook meals. There's been comments that I've seen on Facebook from people living as far as the UK who've been following this story. So it's really touched a lot of people. In terms of the family themselves, they've they haven't spoken to the media yet, but that's quite understandable. I'm sure they've got that they're very distraught and focusing on finding little Cleo.
Well, I think the whole state is watching and keeping its fingers crossed that we get a positive result here, but those hopes are certainly looking tough at the moment. Geraldton Guardian reporter Phoebe Pinn, thanks for joining me on the West Live, and good luck today reporting on the issue.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.